Hi everyone, we are back again. It's Christmas Eve and you've got myself, Jack, and you've got Valentina, who might end up taking part in the podcast today. So yeah, just bear that in mind while you're listening.
She's a special guest of honour.
She's a very special guest.
You know, we had to do some work. We couldn't just leave her, could we? To bring her along.
Definitely not. But we just thought it'd be really nice to do this week's podcast all about Christmas, mindset, and yeah, just kind of see where the conversation takes us, really.
Yeah, because mindset's important in everything, no matter what you're doing,
especially martial arts,
business, fighting, competing. Definitely, specifically if you're fighting and competing, if you've got two people of equal ability going into the same fight at the same time, the exact same number of rounds, the same rules, and they're evenly matched, but one of them sincerely believes 100% that he's going to win, and the other one is not sure. They don't really know. They're a bit nervous. They're a bit, I'm not sure if I'm going to win. Should I even do this? Oh, what about if I make myself look silly? And then the other guy, the opponent, is like, I am going to smash this. I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to win this fight. Majority of the time, that person is going to win.
Definitely.
Just simply by their pure belief, because the skills are the same.
Yeah.
But the pure belief and the willingness to do whatever it takes to win and not giving up because they know that they're going to win, that's very, very powerful. And it's a mindset like that that really people need to adopt in all areas of life. You know, why would you want to think in a way that makes you worse? It's very hard, isn't it? Because we often do. We often catch ourselves thinking in ways that don't benefit us.
Yeah.
But we've got to realise that we do that and then change our mind.
100%. I think one thing that I have always said to people is that you can have two fighters. One of them's at 100% peak performance, as in like physically. You've got the other person, let's say, at 50% peak performance physically. But then if the person with the 100% physical ability has only got 50% in the mindset and has negative self-talk and just has negativity in their mind, then the other person's probably going to win. If that other person has only got 50% skill and physical ability, has 100% mindset, like they believe they are the best that they can possibly be, then player number two, fighter number two, is at a way higher risk. And I think that I see it a lot more kind of like with mindset and stuff like that around Christmas time. Because I don't know, people... Sorry, you'll probably be able to hear our dog. He's trying to get some biscuits from the biscuit thing. Rico, come here. But around Christmas time, people do sometimes lose their mindset a little bit. They don't think the most positively. And I think a really big thing, again, linking with everything in the world, is comparing themselves. I see, and you know what? I've caught myself doing it a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Where you see other people doing certain things and it makes you doubt yourself a little bit. Yeah. And you probably have it in a training sense as well. You see someone training, you're like, I ain't trained today. Do you know what I mean? That then has an effect on your mindset a little bit. And I do see it so much more around Christmas time that people do compare and allow kind of negative thoughts to come into their mind.
Yeah, there's a famous quote, isn't there, that comparison is the thief of joy. And it's very true, because when you start to compare yourself to somebody else and what they have, you most likely are comparing yourself to the highlights of the other person, and you're not comparing your highlights with their highlights. You're just comparing your normal everyday experience with the best bits of their experience, which I think stuff like social media has massively exaggerated and exacerbated for a lot of people, because you get to see them with that really nice watch and that great pair of trainers and the new Xbox or the new car, the brand new XYZ materialistic thing, whatever it is. And especially around Christmas time when gifts are massive, you know.
Yeah.
And some people can afford anything for their kid. Absolutely anything. Whereas some people can't. Some people really can't afford that. And it's one of those times where you have to remind yourself that physical things are not the be-all and end-all of life. Like, just because someone has a better watch or a better car or a better pair of trainers does not mean that they're a better person, and does not mean that they're providing value to their family and friends and everything else. It's about who you are as a person, and like that giving Christmas spirit. You could just give anything, and that's why I said we ran a party on Thursday for like just a free party for all the kids at all of our clubs, and I just reminded them all right at the end of it. I said, no matter what you get, like no matter how big the present is, no matter how small the present is, just say thank you, and if they're there, give them a hug, sit, and just show appreciation for the gifts, because there's people around the world that don't get a thing.
100%. And the way that I think of it, and I remember saying this when I used to teach, is that that kind of like, that one gift that was £10, that's an hour's time that someone's had to work to get you that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So when you look at it on like a bigger picture like that, like, I honestly think that one of the best gifts around Christmas time is the time. Do you know what I mean?
Family
spending
time.
Do you know what I mean? Having more time together. But people do worry about the little things. I've seen so many people on social media basically like worrying, especially yesterday, people worrying because one of their kids has a really big present and the other kid only has a little present, but they cost the same. And I'm like, that they're then wanting to buy something big but cheap. And I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like educating your children or educating yourself that's not what it's all about. Do you know what I mean? It broke my heart a little bit, because like there's parents that are actually really worrying about that, when really, as long as you kind of educate your child, then they'll understand that it doesn't matter how big it is or how small it is. It's the concept, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's giving.
And presents are amazing. Everybody loves presents because they're surprises.
Who doesn't like
people love presents? People love surprises no matter what age they are. And especially happy surprises.
Oh.
They don't like surprises they don't want.
No.
They like happy surprises, and presents usually are those.
Mm.
But it's about spending the time and taking the time out of your day to do something nice for somebody
Can I ask you a question?
Care about. Yeah.
What is your best memory ever from Christmas growing up? Is it a present or is it a memory?
So I would say, now it's more of a memory, but more of a memory that I only remember because it was captured on video.
Oh, okay.
So I don't actually 100% know, but the best Christmas was, I think I was about 4 or 5, maybe 6, because Ben was there as well. He was big, he was small. So I think maybe I was 5 or 6, and I got like a PlayStation or something like that, or it was like maybe it was a Game Boy actually, but some sort of electronic gaming system. And but there's a video, like a secret camera footage video of me unwrapping it, and like, you know, being all excited, going crazy, unwrapping it, like, wow, oh my God. And that's like as excited as I remember being at Christmas. But obviously you're excited for, you know, seeing whatever Santa leaves you, aren't you? When Santa comes to visit, you're like, yes, I wonder what Santa's brought me. Wonder what's there.
Yeah.
You know, it's then those surprises. You know,
see, one of the memories that I have is we'd obviously got presents, but I couldn't really tell you any presents that I got growing up. But a memory that I do have, a memory that I do have is basically we'd obviously unwrap the presents, and me and Gareth made like a little train out of the empty boxes.
Yeah.
And I just remember that. Like, we must have been really young. I must have been, like, 6 or 7. And Gareth must have been 5 or 6. And that's what I remember
having. The boxes were more fun than the presents that were inside them.
We were having such a good time. Do you know what I mean? And I think another thing that I remember, and I guess it is a thing, but we didn't... I'm pretty certain we didn't get bought it that Christmas. I think we got bought it throughout the year, but we got a Wii. And we'd, as a family, we'd all play on the Wii, we'd do bowling and stuff like that. And it was just really fun. It's that time, it's spending time with your family. And I think that we all forget that. We all forget that, like, them presents, like, they ain't really going to remember.
They're not bothered whether you have brought them a £200 pair of shoes or a £20 pair of shoes. It doesn't make a difference. It's not the money that's important, and it's the time that's important. Like, we'll all see family members that you don't really see often throughout the year, but you get together at Christmas and you take that time out of your busy life, because everyone's busy.
Mm.
You know, we all could do like see nobody, do nothing, because you're just so busy all the time. But everybody's like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everybody's like that. So to everybody taking some time out of the schedule to then have the time off work or go to see family, I think like that's really important. And it's about being grateful for that. If you've still got that in your life, be grateful for the people that you've still got. Because there's some people, you know, in my family that were here last year, but they're not here now. So you've got to be grateful for the ones that you've got left.
Take each moment. I think gratitude is something that we all need to remember at all times, but especially around this time of year.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I love gratitude, because you can't be upset and grateful, and you can't be angry and grateful. Do you know what I mean? Like, that state of mind is such a powerful place to be. Like, just being so thankful for everything and everyone that you've got in your life.
It's true. Shall I tell you an interesting fact about gratitude as well?
Yeah.
So, out of everybody, so how do you think the most, like, the highest effect on your brain and body of, like, all the chemicals that are released, all the good hormones and chemicals that are released when being grateful or, you know, the gratitude emotion and feeling, how do you think the highest level's achieved? And who is it achieved by? So
I reckon probably meditation. Is that what you mean?
That's one of them. Yeah. That's one of the ways of elevating it.
Yeah. I don't know.
So it's really interesting when I learned this, but the most effective, like, gratitude practice is, let's say, you gave me a gift.
Yeah.
It's me thanking you.
Mm.
Yeah. Me thanking you. You would then receive the most, like, highest level of the brainwave, of the emotion and the feeling and the chemicals released in your body.
Giving.
Yeah, so it's not me saying thank you, it's you receiving the thank you, and you receiving the love and the gratitude from somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not actually giving it to somebody. It's not actually going out and being, let's say if. We went and fed, which I did a few years ago with my friends and my family, went and go fed some homeless people in the city centre in Leeds, we did that. We'd go out there. I would receive, obviously they receive amazing benefit. They got food, warm clothes, you know, some soup, some snacks, stuff like that. That's what we gave them, socks and whatever. Talked to them for a little bit. But them saying thank you and being so grateful to me, I actually got the most benefit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
from a purely chemical standpoint in the brain. So that's one of the very, very good reasons, in a slightly selfish way, but purely factual, in very, very good reasons to go out and do good things.
Yeah.
Because it literally comes back around to you when people thank you. It makes you feel better. It makes them feel better. Which makes the world a better place. I think that's part of what the Christmas spirit's about, isn't it? Giving.
Yeah, it is. I think just giving. Giving's so important. So, so important. And I kind of wish it was something that was, what's the word? Kind of like pushed more and encouraged more, not just
sharing and giving.
Not just now.
Yeah, I
Because it is. Everybody's like, it's all about giving and stuff like that now. And, like, if we all just spent a little bit more time trying to do that all the time, and I don't mean stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's not, I don't mean stuff like that.
Giving is not necessarily
physical. It might
physical.
Be giving a compliment. Do you know what I mean? Like saying something nice to someone.
Giving some praise. You did an amazing job.
Yeah, exactly. Or giving them time. Do you know what I mean? Like giving them time, because like you said, we're all so busy. So, for example, my dad is so, so busy. Do you know what I mean? He's just getting a promotion. He's so busy at work. Like, he's crazy. But one of the best gifts he could ever give me is time. Let's go out for breakfast. That would mean so much more than him giving me 100 quid.
Yeah.
So much more. Do you know what I mean? And it is like, if only we could all try that little bit harder to give throughout and not just need like a season to do that.
Yeah, I get you.
Like,
and I think giving without the expectation of receiving is the highest form, isn't it? You know,
yes.
If I give somebody something, like let's say that you need something or my brother needs something or a friend needs something.
Yeah.
If you give and you think, right, I need that back, I need that back. There's something that, that it's not like whole about that act, that action. You know what I mean? It's, there's something empty about it, something a little bit hollow. But if you give with like a full heart and you're like, I don't need this back, I'm just doing this to be nice for you, then the highly likely it is more likely to get it back.
Mm.
You, that, you know, it's funny how that works.
Yeah.
You know, and
because you come from a different place.
Yeah.
The act, whatever the act is, comes from a place of giving, not giving for
expecting a return.
Exactly.
Yeah, it does. It's not a calculated. If I give you this, will you give me that back? I'm trading it like, no, like, yeah, I'll give you whatever you need, and then they'll more likely reciprocate that thing.
Definitely.
You know, it's coming from that place of, it's like love, isn't it? Coming from a place of love for other people.
It is. And I think very, that all these things that we're talking about here all link in to being a better person, which then
with
links
a good
in.
Mindset.
Exactly, which then links. Well, having a good mindset is going to make you a better person and the best version of yourself, which is then going to mean no matter what you do, for example, martial arts, you're going to do a better job at that. Do you know what I mean? Whether it's physically training or teaching or anything else. Like, I do. I think that it's something that I'm constantly like working on, do you know what I mean? Constantly trying to become more aware. And I think that that is the one of probably the hardest part of bettering yourself.
Yeah.
Is becoming aware of what your mind is doing. Like it's
noticing what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And then also there's a part where you need to separate yourself from it in order to analyze it and to see it clearly. But then also there's a benefit of being in that emotion and being in that state. If you're happy, feel happy. Feel overjoyed. Like, be like a little kid. Little kids feel their emotions all the way through. If you're a little bit angry, be a bit angry. And if you're a little bit sad, you can feel sad. You can feel that emotion if it's the right thing to feel. But then there's also a benefit of taking yourself away and going, okay, why am I feeling sad? Why am I feeling angry? Is it myself? I've got a valid justification and a reason for feeling like this, and if so, then that's fine. But if it's just because I looked on social media and I saw that somebody else did something and it upset me, then maybe you should check yourself. Maybe you should start to realise that you need to control your own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the more that you allow other people's life to have sway over your own life, whether that's social media or in reality, and their decisions and their actions to have sway over you, they're less fulfilled and happy and successful you're going to be.
Yeah.
You need to figure out what you want.
I agree.
You need to figure out what makes you tick
mm-hmm.
and do that thing.
And creating more awareness enables you to do that because you're
yep.
able to understand who you are more. And like you said, what does make you tick? Very, very important. Wow. So like if you think about like Christmas, like what do you love the most about it or what do you enjoy about it?
I enjoy seeing family because I like I say, I don't see all of them very often. I see them semi-regularly, but not very often, but I love them, so I like to see them. And, you know, that's where I come from, you know, so I love to see my family, all sides of my family, everyone in it. And obviously this is our first Christmas as a family as well.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, isn't it, Valentina?
I know, that's definitely, it's almost changed completely for me. Well, it's not changed because obviously if you'd asked me before I'd had a child, it would be seeing people and seeing family and spending more time with them. But I think now it's kind of like a whole another reason why.
And that reason's staring at you in the face right now.
She's distracting me because she keeps just, like, smiling at me. And then I lose my train of thought because you're so cute.
Yeah, so we're going to have Santa's footsteps coming down the chimney tonight, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, of course.
We'll leave out a whiskey for Santa. He likes single malt scotch, I've heard, apparently.
I've heard that as well, yeah.
A little whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, though. It's our first Christmas as a family, and I can't wait for many more.
I know. Obviously, she's only, well, she's four months old next week. next Saturday, 4 months. So I think next year is going to be huge, because that's like another thing, because so many people ask me, like, oh, what are you buying Valentina for Christmas and stuff like that? And I'm like, it is my lady. She's like, what are you going to buy me, Mum? But with there only being 4 months, I was like, well, not much. I mean, maybe some milk, like some baby wipes, some nappies. And a few people looked at me as if like, what? And I'm like, it's not about that. Like, it's not all about that. Like, don't get me wrong, next year it's going to be different. But the things that I'm going to enjoy the most about Christmas aren't going to be her unwrapping the presents. It's going to be getting the flower out and doing some footprints, which cost me absolutely nothing. It's going to be writing a letter back to her that she's wrote to Santa that we've done together, that again is free. It's them little things that almost take more time.
And it's like, now, I wouldn't usually be here, would I?
No.
There's not many times where I'm here earlier in the afternoon or going out during the day.
It's 16 minutes past four and you're at home.
Like, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's not usual. But just taking that time out, having a bit of time off, being able to spend that time with each other, makes it more important, the fact that we don't do it as much.
Oh, 100%.
In a way. You know, if I was here every day, it'd just be normal. But because
we're busy, then...
Times like this, really appreciate it, you know, really treasure it. And I think, oh, you're right there. She's tried to choke herself, don't worry, guys.
She's got a new thing at the moment where she likes to try fit a full hand in her mouth.
She's discovered her hands.
And then she doesn't like it when it happens. I don't think she's quite realised that she's in control of that yet. Oh, see, that's her saying her what she thinks about it. But no, I think, guys, just if you're listening, like, remember that there is so much more to Christmas and to this time. And I think now is a really good time to kind of think about your mindset and thinking about how you think about different things, because now's better than never. And there's no better time to get started, especially when you are off work or you've got a little bit more spare time. Like, I just believe that over the next week, spending some time on personal development and how you can improve your mindset would
just
be... How
are you going to go into the new year as well? This new year, new me. Like,
Start now.
And that's relevant every single day of the year. There's no time like the present to do anything that you want to do. You need to get going. You need to make a move. You need to take action. You don't wait for a certain time. That's like, it's like that another famous quote. I was going to start martial arts, but I'm going to wait till I get fitter.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, that's not how the game works.
It's like somebody
going...
You start
first and then get fitter as you do it.
My kid's not going to start school until they've learned a little bit more.
Yep.
Like, you just never say it.
No, you would never say it. It doesn't make sense.
But people just fall into that, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like with the whole, like, oh, well, I'm having my big health kick in January. Why not start that now?
Yeah.
Having a health kick doesn't mean that you're going to cut out absolutely everything that you enjoy.
No.
Do you know what I mean? If you enjoy chocolate or you enjoy sweets or you enjoy alcohol and stuff like that, it's about balance. Do you know what I mean? Start today to, rather than having the full big bar of dairy milk, I'm just going to have 3/4 of it tonight. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that is a step towards it.
It's progress.
And I do, I think that, I don't know what the statistics are on this, but I would, like, put my life on it. People that set goals starting on the 1st of January do not achieve them.
No.
In a sense of that, I'm going to do X, Y, Z in the new year. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do honestly think that if it's something that is that important to you, rather than it being, I want to do this, it has to change to, I must do this. Like, this is a change that I need to make.
One of the first steps is belief.
And awareness.
Belief and awareness.
Being aware that that needs to change.
Yeah.
And having belief that it can.
That's it. I was talking with my barber today, and he's got his nephew, Arda. He's a very, very good fighter. Really, really good. Trains with Dave Phillips at Legion.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, but Arda's absolutely wicked. And he wants to be a superstar in Muay Thai.
Love it.
And he's a phenomenal fighter right now. He's only young. He's 14, 15. And his son, my barber, was saying to me, saying, "You can do it.
Hell yeah.
What? How can I help you? What do I need to do? You know, I'm there to support you." But not everybody in his life, just like a lot of people will probably recognise, not everybody's going to support your dream like that.
No.
So you have to believe it first. Because mm-hmm. if you don't believe it, nobody else is going to. Nobody else is going to help you. You need to 100% believe that you can achieve it. If you want to be a professional boxer, you can do that. You just need to believe it and mm-hmm. work hard for it and do all of the right things. If you want to be a professional boxer, but you spend 2 hours a week training, good luck. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I get that.
You need to act like it. You need to walk, talk, think, breathe and act the way that you want to do the thing that you want to do. Because you can do anything in the world. Absolutely anything. Make a plan and do it.
I do. I think it's not even just about supporting dreams, like you've just said there, like about supporting somebody to be a professional boxer. It's also, people aren't going to support your decision to, I don't know, act a different way or think a different way. I know some people that I speak to, and I'm very ambitious. I'm very like in touch with what's going around me, and they think that it's I'm trying to think of a word that people have used with me before.
Unrealistic.
Wishy-washy. Do you know what I mean? Wishy-washy. Like, do you know what I mean? Like a bit like out there and a bit like with the fairies.
Because you talk about energy.
Yeah, because I talk about energy and people are a bit somebody's like, whoa. Got
good energy or bad energy.
Yeah.
Like what? Energy doesn't even exist.
Exactly. Yeah, and that would knock some people down. Do you know what I mean? Like 100%. If you're, I don't know, being more conscious about what you're eating, people then knock you down about that. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, don't do that. You know what I mean? I'll just have some chocolate. What's or just have point? That alcohol. What's the point in doing it? Like, people will not... Some people will not support what you think or what you want to do or anything like that. And like you said, it is about having that belief. And when people say that to me and they say you're out there and you're daydreaming and you're all this kind of stuff, it's just like...
You take it as a compliment,
a little bit, I do.
The thing is, if you want to have what most people don't have and be what most people aren't, you have to think the opposite way to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at all of the very successful people in any industry, they're all a little bit crazy. They're all a little bit out there.
You're calling me crazy?
Yeah, 100%.
The best compliment
I've
had all day.
Yeah, a little bit out there, but that's what makes you able to take risks and believing in yourself to do something when all the odds are stacked against you, and having a vision of something far in the future that you eventually make true. Like, you have to be a little bit crazy to do that, because mm-hmm. most people don't. The sensible thing to do is get a good job.
Yeah.
Pay your rent off, pay your mortgage off, whatever you choose to do. Stay in the same place for 20, 30 years. Make some friends in that place. Have a couple of kids. Wait till the kids leave house. Stay there. Maybe sell it up when you're 50, 60 years old and do what you want when you're that age. That's like kind of a general, you know, what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people follow.
But the thing is, some people do that and they're happy.
Agreed.
And credit to them. Do you know what I mean? Credit to them, because some people, that is their life, and that's exactly what they want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that's okay. I think it's more when people fall into the hamster wheel of life, do you know what I mean?
And they don't want to be there. Exactly. They don't want to do it. They go, there's something more than this.
Yeah.
And there must be more to life. And if you think like that, and you know, you have that sort of mindset, then that's what you need to adopt, the thinking of a kind of crazy person. I believe that this crazy dream can happen.
Be crazy, guys. Yeah,
I believe that this crazy out there dream, that I don't really know many people around me doing this thing. My mum and dad didn't do it. I don't really know anybody. I know a couple of people, but they don't know 100% that it can work and that it can be done. But they believe so much. Like, when you set up Haxby, and when it was Cotman Thorpe when I met you, and then when we set up Selby, or when I helped you set up Selby, which is your first full-time location, you know, your third gym, from a concrete shell of Selby, there used to be the operations HQ, where all the files, everything, mm-hmm. like on the administrative side was done up in the top room of Sober Life, which is so tiny compared to the office.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You can't even fit a proper desk in there. Like, it's ridiculous. But all that was like the operations and where this kind of was growing and built.
Yeah.
You believed in something bigger at that point.
Yeah.
I believed in something bigger.
Yeah.
Did we know 100% it was going to happen?
God, I had people caught.
Nobody knows the future. I remember, but if you know in your heart and you believe, then you can see the future, you can predict it, and you can make it happen. So that's really, really key.
I can remember like two things that people said to me, like right at the beginning. I remember one person from Haxby, because obviously at this point we had one club, and he's like, "You're way too nice for business." And he said, "You're way too nice. Do you know what I mean? If this is going to work, like, and you're going to..." Because I think I was about to set up Copmanthorpe or something. He's like, "Oh, you're going to have to be meaner." And I remember that. And I remember another comment that was made. And it was actually a status. But I knew it was about martial arts for you. I don't think it was even martial arts for you at that point.
No, you'd have been long black belt schools. You'd have just been an off branch of them.
But it was basically along the lines of that. Something, I think we must have maybe opened Selby at this point. It was basically anything that grows too fast will come tumbling down. Do you know what I mean? And is that external opinions that people had? And I kind of look at that and I'm like, I am nice. Like, I'm a very nice person. Do you know what I mean? Like,
You're lovely to everybody.
To everybody.
All of that. We got Christmas cards from all our neighbours. We say hi to all our neighbours. We just moved in.
We're
nice people to everybody. To all the people who cut our hair or give us food. And we're like, we even made a little friend in the shop today, didn't we?
Yeah,
we're
getting Jack's cafe. Teaching this little boy martial arts in the middle of a cafe.
We're just nice people.
But it is like, if I think about them two comments there, and I'm sure there's more, because as you grow, obviously you have more people that don't believe in what you do, but they didn't believe in it.
No.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that I always did. I know that I deserve greatness. Do you know what I mean? And I am creating that. I am going to be a multiple millionaire, not because of the money. And I know that might sound crazy, but I want to be able to earn more money to be able to give more. Because the more money I have, the bigger pie I have, the bigger pie I can share.
That's it.
Every single time. Do you know what I mean? And my pie, my God, my pie is not even... I nearly swore. My pie's only just got the first few ingredients in. Do you know what I mean? For where I want it to be. It's not even cooked yet. Do you know what I mean? Because I...
We're just beginning, babe. We're just at the beginning.
Much. Do you know what I mean? I want to give to the people around me. I want to give more to martial arts for you. I want to. I love animals. I want a zoo. I want to be able to like help animals.
Imagine being able to rescue like strays all the time.
Exactly. Like that.
Give them a new home.
That's what I want to do. But I'm unable to do that
without money.
Without money. Do you know what I mean? I need.
How can you give
to
charity where you have nothing?
Exactly. I want to be able to help the world. I want to make a change on the world. Do you know what I mean? Like that's something that I've always had in my mind. Always, always, always. And I think that a big thing, and it was actually Gordon that said it to me, it was a few weeks ago actually, was that you need to now start believing that you deserve that. I don't know whether you just heard Valentina's a big sigh there.
That was the cutest little sigh you slash yawn, wasn't it?
But it's deserving it. And it links back to what you said about the professional boxer, all this. It's actually believing that you not only want that, but you deserve it. You deserve to have that and believing that about yourself. Because I think that's powerful. That's really, really powerful.
It's huge. Mindset's key. No matter what it is that you're trying to do.
Yeah. In every anything.
Like if you're trying to be a parent, you go, "I'm a good parent and I'm doing my best. I'm trying... Am I perfect? No. I'm not trying to be too perfect, because that's not possible. But I'm doing my best and I love my baby." Whereas if you go, "Oh, I'm such a shit parent because I've done this, I've done that, or I've ignored her for 5 seconds, so I must make sure that I give her 100% of my attention." You know, worrying a little bit too much about being too perfect.
Yeah.
But if you just believe that you're good, believe that you do your best, and actually do the things as well, like... Mindset is great, but you need to do the work.
Action.
Action's better.
Mindset first, then action.
Yeah, because if I said,
I'm
that
a
example,
great parent.
I'm a great parent, but I've left her in the car for the past 6 hours. But I'm just sat here thinking, yeah, I'm a really good dad. Yeah, yeah. Wow, pat on the
I'm
back.
I'm doing
me.
The best I can.
Oh, I'm such a healthy, healthy person. When did you last do some exercise? 4 weeks ago. Maybe you're not. You know. Yeah. When did you last eat some veg? 4 weeks ago. No, maybe you're not that healthy. You need to do the actions that are congruent with the beliefs. But it's a whole picture, isn't it, Valentina? It's a whole picture. Do you want some food?
She agrees.
She definitely wanted some food.
She definitely does. But no, I think that we thought this would be a really good podcast to do now. A, because you guys that are listening will all maybe have a little bit more time over the next week to be able to prioritise some of the things that we're saying and be able to really think about it. And B, because it's Christmas.
It's Christmas time, isn't it?
It's Christmas.
We're sat here with the presents under the tree.
Fire on.
It's a beautiful time of year.
It is. It is. It really is. It's as beautiful as you make it, just like anything else in the world.
Well, if you wake up and you think, today is going to be a beautiful day, no matter what the weather's like,
yeah.
No matter how you feel,
yeah.
You say that, you think that, then it is.
Every time. Every time. Well, guys, I really hope you all have the most amazing Christmas. Spend it with the people you love. And just make sure you spread some happiness and some joy around. Because that's what it's all about. And also, yeah, just over next year. Obviously, we'll do a podcast next year anyway. Next week. Which we'll be speaking about the new year. MA for you. What our plans are. Yeah. Like, what our ideas are. And how we are going to make it the best year yet. Every year it's just got better and better and
upgrading.
Better and upgrading again. And but yes, have an amazing time, guys. We really wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
I felt like I was gonna break out into a song then.
Sure, you don't want to give us a little Christmas carol to finish off?
How about if these guys all tune in next week, then they might get a little sneak peek at my carol singing.
All right, let's get practicing. Well, wish you all a Merry Christmas, guys. I hope you have a great one.
Speak to you all soon.